Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. glow sticks. It's time to get this party started.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
There would be a party.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
Is this some sort of underwear party?
It's that kind of party. Hit it.
This is gonna be some party.
Party!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A standoff at a home in Philadelphia ends with six police officers shot, all now released from hospitals, and a suspect surrendering. There were homes and businesses, including daycare centers, on lockdown and streets closed.
We got as many people back in as possible, but, I mean, obviously the area is still not back to normal.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross there. The officers were at the home serving an arrest warrant for marijuana, heroin, and crack cocaine sales. Thousands attended memorial service at a baseball stadium in El Paso, Texas, for the 22 people killed in a shooting at a Walmart 2 weeks ago.
We are hurt and mourn over a wicked act that did not come from us, an evil act that cannot be explained and will never make sense.
El Paso Mayor DeMargo, the man charged with the murder, says he was targeting Mexicans and had posted an anti-immigrant manifesto online before the shooting. Mexico's president says he wants a trial there, too. This is Fox News.
Amazon, the company that brought you the cashierless store, is unveiling their latest innovation, the productless store.
This place is great! I can do all my shopping in 10 seconds!
No more pushing broken carts or carrying heavy bags. Amazon has streamlined the buying process by selling absolutely nothing.
Excuse me, sir, can you tell me what aisle I can find nothing?
Sure, it's in aisle zero between Nada and Zilch.
Clean up on aisle Bupkis. Clean up on aisle Bupkis.
We offer a generous return policy on everything we don't sell.
Excuse me, I'd like to return this nothing.
No problem, sir. I just need to not see your receipt.
Because of our low inventory costs, we pass the savings on to you.
Here you go, honey. Only cost $97.
This box is empty.
Happy anniversary.
Amazon productless stores. Sure, they stink, but they're still better than Sears.
How do you know if you're listening to a great morning show? You ask the experts. Greg Budell, what should a great morning radio show be?
The best part of waking up.
Jay Scott, do you feel what you guys do in the morning will go down in history?
Oh, yeah.
Emily Hayes, why do so many believe that Greg Budell is such a great morning show host?
It's because he's famous and everybody's read his book.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Would you compare this show to pizza?
Congratulations, you've ruined pizza.
And Rich Thomas, I know you have to be focused 100% to do a show like this. Now...
Wait a minute.
Ice cream truck!
Rich? Okay, we'll come back to you.
I was in first.
But right now, stand by for three men.
That's right.
And a lady.
Thanks for joining us. Whatever brought you to our radio station?
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
I have shorts on today. That's the best I can
do. What?
First time ever.
I've never seen you in shorts.
12,000 shows.
Take a look. Why? Because it's hot.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. If you are jumping out to go outside and feel a difference in the air, there is none this morning. I mean, if anything, it's worse. 79 degrees, 2.77, 89% humidity. But it's still going to be a very hot day with a high around 97. So what's the change? Well, the dew point will be a little lower this afternoon. You may have to use your imagination to convince yourself that it feels better, but it actually should feel better later on, with the low tonight down to about 72. Not as oppressive, let's put it that way. Tomorrow and Saturday continued hot. Upper 90s, maybe 99 on Friday and Saturday. That doesn't seem good, but the humidity level, not as awful as it was earlier this week. That's what we're saying. Not as awful. Sunday, the humidity's back, so we're back to awful, with scattered random hit-or-miss storms, and the rain chances get better Monday. Right now, this morning, I told you about the humidity. Our temperature is crazy. At 6 o'clock, it's 79.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's ready for...
Who's ready for...
Ready for the weekend?
Technically, I am, but...
It's only Thursday.
Getting an early start on the weekend,
I guess. We're getting an early start.
First, it's never too early to party.
Once again.
It's only Thursday.
It's Thursday?
When? Huh? What day? Thursday.
Well, that's close enough.
Let's party.
It's showtime.
At 6:12. By the way, I meant to ask you, is there anything going on in the tropics, Mr. Thomas?
Nothing right now, but 5 to 8 days out in the western Gulf of Mexico, we'll be watching the Bay of Campeche.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Campeche's back.
We had a whole, well...
That goes back to Marcy Nova.
Marcy, yeah. And remember, she was the babe of Campeche.
Oh, the babe of Campeche. I like that. That's good.
That worked out well. We've all been in the spot, I think, on a first date, a meet-the-parents kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I have not previewed this audio. I like to be surprised, just like our listeners.
Risky click of the day.
I haven't.
That's a little early for the risky click of the day.
Everything I do here is the risky click of the day. This is a dad who wasn't home but used the, the Ring doorbell system cam to interrogate his teenage daughter's first date with a guy. Let's see how this went.
Hello? Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Paige with Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
What time are you coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
That girl sounds just like Janelle, too, at the same age. That is funny. I got it. I'm glad I did that, aren't you?
That was funny.
That was good.
Hey, other big news today. It's Ben Affleck's birthday.
You know what the best part of my day is? It's for about 10 seconds from when I pull up to the curb when I get to your door. Because I think maybe I'll get up there and I'll knock on the door and you won't be there. Loving you kept me alive.
Because I'm leaving on a jet plane full day. I hate to go.
That first one was from Good Will Hunting, and it's worth the whole movie, that one line.
Let me hear it again. I saw the movie, and okay. It is a good film.
You know what the best part of my day is? It's for about 10 seconds from when I pull up to the curb when I get to your door. Because I think maybe I'll get up there and I'll knock on the door and you won't be there.
In other words, you will have moved on. He says, I'm always going to be here, but you have the ability to better your life and move on. So he hopes that one day that you're not going to be there when I knock on that door to pick you up.
The great Ben Affleck. It is 6:15. How about some local news, kids?
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I think this is exciting, by the way. It's 6:17 for everybody that's passionately invested in football, which pretty much includes about 90% of the state. And since we are considered one of the top two chubby states, I'm working on it. A study has found that we burn almost as many calories watching sports as we do in a workout. Now,
this, I believe,
in yeah, sports. Yeah, jumping up and down, hollering at the TV.
And my drywall is in peril watching football.
This study was done at the University of Leeds in England. They found that when passionate fans watch their teams play in important games, their heart rates were about 64% higher than normal. But which game between, with Alabama or Auburn is not important?
Oh, God. And which is not stressful? I mean, yeah.
After the team won, fans' blood pressure went down. They got a psychological boost that lasted for 24 hours.
Whoa.
But when the team lost, it had the opposite effect, and people felt depressed as they would if someone close to them had died.
It's really tough, okay?
Where's that sharp knife?
pretty good news, I think. That is electrifying for those who don't feel like you're getting enough exercise. Just watch as much football as you can.
Trying to remember which game it was that I didn't talk for 2 days. It's 2013. I remember which apartment I was in.
Was that the one where Auburn won on that run back, the 109-yard?
Oh, it may have been the need a second.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think that's the one where I was kind of catatonic for 2 days.
Every time Auburn plays LSU, and it goes with Alabama playing LSU, too.
Yeah,
it's always very stressful.
That's always and it's not over until it's over. Like, people that get up and go do stuff in the last couple of minutes of the game, are you crazy?
Right.
Are you crazy?
What are you going to the bathroom for?
I mean, maybe you can do that with a Big Ten, but you can't do that in the SEC.
If the game is not going the way I like I've been tuning into the Yankees, they've been playing a lot of afternoon games.
Yeah.
And if I tune in and the other team immediately hits a home run or does something, I turn away because I know it happened because I looked in.
I'm like that too. I'm like that too.
I'll turn away from it. I just can't. I don't need the mental.
The 1992 national championship game between Alabama and Miami. Every time Mom went to the kitchen, we got like a fresh set of downs. So my stepdad kept sending her to the kitchen.
Of course.
Like, Mom had to be out of the room for us to
If certain things happen, if you're sitting in that chair.
Yeah, my brother's the worst about that.
With how about me? And I can't wear any Auburn any shirts or anything Auburn, or the team will lose.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have those kinds of impacts on games.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's true. A little bit later on, we have our rocket scientist of the day. Somebody managed to do something in their car I didn't know was possible. And at 6:20, Jay's already working on random facts. That's about an hour away. And that'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. Happen to have the specials handy.
Oh.
These are good through Tuesday. Always in the meat department. You're going to, if you pay any attention at all, if you shop at one of the chain stores, you're going to see you can save anywhere from $2 to $5 or more dollars a pound on everything from ground beef to steak. I have not seen ground beef under $3.99 at the chains, but at Food Outlet, it's always at least $1 to $1.50 cheaper. Ribeyes start at $13.99 at the chains, $6.77 a pound at Food Outlet. Ziegler Red Hots, one of the most popular brands in the state of Alabama. Two packs for $7. And iceberg lettuce, I've seen that in the fresh vegetable department at $1.99 a head. It's $1.25 at Food Outlet. And J. Scott's favorite ice cream, Bluebell, all flavors, $4.58. And that is, yes, for the big, big half gallon. And that's a real half gallon, not a fake one like they've downsized the others. And throughout the store, a 24-pack of Coca-Cola products, a suitcase size, $6.75. So try Food Outlet and see how much you can save in Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street, and the preferred community and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I'll see you there Sunday morning. Don't hesitate to say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
6:22.
This particular candidate, I watched his cut last hour. Oh, my gosh.
What's his name?
It's just, it'll make you sweat.
Is this the Bibby guy?
No. One of the mayoral candidates. I'm not sure.
Unless you got a nickname.
I'm not sure this gentleman's name.
Is that the general?
This is Butler Browder.
And then people
or
who.
Browder Butler,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, but some people that were in the studio said this was the best cut, too. he tried it several times.
I have not really been paying attention to that.
Oh, I heard it went wonderfully last night.
You mean that in a funny,
sarcastic way.
They had a debate.
They had
two-hour debate.
They had a forum or something.
Yeah.
Was it?
You know, a talk show. I've had really nobody call. The only thing that people seem to be interested in is that Bay Bridge toll, and expanding on that to make us pay to drive on our crappy highways all over the state.
Don't even get me started.
We're not, because we don't have time, Emily.
No.
We got to get down to the traffic dungeon, and then Rich will have a timeline and the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson for this Thursday, the 15th.
Montgomery Skywatch, as we move on into our morning traffic, we don't see any problems for you this morning. Everything looks good out on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. If you're traveling on the 31s, we don't have any delays this time of the morning. And the boulevard's building up some traffic, but we don't have any big problems for you. Please keep an eye out for the school buses. They're out picking up kids this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck and you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're gonna need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House. Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most uncomfortable time of the year. The temperature soaring, the sweat it is pouring down the crack in my rear. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My lawn, it is toasting, the old folks are roasting. Don't leave them out in the heat. And it sure is not pretty when your crotch gets all sweaty and perfectly shrink wraps your meat. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. Well, my yard, it needs wetting. That fat guy is sweating. What's he doing here? It's the most uncomfortable time of the year.
At 6:29 with the timeline for the 15th of August, also a payday. And the Bridge Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson is, here is Professor Thomas.
Thank you, announcer. It's the 227th day of the year. 138 days are left. And thanks for reminding me it is payday.
Oh, gotta pay some bills. Hang on.
It's also Best Friends Day. My best friends are right here.
I agree.
It's National Relaxation Day.
So, not gonna happen here.
142 years ago, 1877, Thomas Edison wrote a letter to the president of the telegraph company, and he says, by the way, when answering the telephone, hello, I think would be more appropriate than Alexander Graham Bell's suggestion of ahoy.
Oh.
It would have been fun, though, to say ahoy.
I
think that was a good one.
Yeah, I think
Hello!
It was a,
much better.
I think it was a good thing. What else are you going to say? Sup? 1899 on this date, Henry Ford leaves his position as an engineer for Thomas Edison to start an automobile company in Detroit. That worked out for him. 1914, this is the day the Panama Canal opens with the passage of the U.S. vessel Ancon, a cargo and passenger ship, going from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
You know what I watched? Disasters at Sea.
Really?
Real disasters
at
Sea?
The Derbyshire sinking in a typhoon. It was really cool.
I like their air disaster series, but when I'm looking for something light to sleep with, because I leave the TV on, I can't do air disasters. I just can't.
Well, yeah, you get mentally engaged in the process. Yeah. It's like solving a crime. They have this evidence. They have to come to a conclusion.
I can sleep to Ariel Ireland, but, you know.
Yeah, no, that's different.
80 years ago today, 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. On this date in 1947, India and Pakistan win independence from Great Britain, a victory for Gandhi. 54 years ago, 1965, the Beatles played to O'Shea Stadium, packed a house with 56,000 people. Largest single crowd ever to attend a rock and roll show. The Beatles' set was 35 minutes long, but nobody heard it because it was drowned out by screams.
35 minutes?
35-minute set.
That's enough for 12 songs.
And they did the same set. Yeah, well, you know, those songs were 2 minutes.
2 minutes long, yeah.
Yeah.
1966, The Monkees' first single, Last Train to Clarksville, which is pretty good, was released. 50 years ago today, 1969, day one, Woodstock. At the Max Jagger's farm, 600-acre farm in Bethel, outside of, it's in upstate New York, attended by 400,000. During 3 days, there were 3 deaths, 2 births, 4 miscarriages. And on day one, the acts included Richie Havens, Arlo Guthrie, Joan Baez. That was the Friday lineup. More on tomorrow's timeline, of course. And now our song of the day. And no, these folks were not at Woodstock. Sounds like a song that would have fit in very well at Woodstock, though. This one came out the year before, in 1968. A Song in Summertime, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. The album Beggar's Banquet. Pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name? How about some Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones? You ready for a little vault music on your timeline?
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face.
And we'll go back to the vault tomorrow on The Rock of Your Life, right here on your timeline. 40 years ago in 1979, Apocalypse Now released, starring Martin Sheen, Marlon Brando, and Robert Duvall. He delivered, of course, the most famous line,
Napalm in the morning.
Thank you.
I love the smell of palm olive in the morning.
I never saw
palm olive.
Never saw the movie?
Never saw it.
Jeez.
I know.
Wow.
I'm very, very selectively hip.
Well, you have seen It's a Wonderful Life.
They're doing a 4K restoration on it.
Is that right?
It's coming out this, I think, October, along with The Shining.
What K am I on at my house?
You're on a 1K.
Really?
1080p.
Yeah. You're 1/4 of 4K. Yeah, so you're...
So I'm 1/4 of you.
We all kind of are, in a way.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't put it that way.
I know
way.
My place.
Don't put it
I
that way.
I know my place in the River region.
But you went up. You went up 4 times when you got to HD, and then this is 4 times better, is 4K. 40 years ago in 19... Oh, no, we did that. It's an apocalypse again. 40 years ago in 1979, Led Zeppelin released In Through the Outdoor. Paul Simon was not on that album, but in 1991, he played a free concert in New York City's Central Park before an audience of 750,000 people. Birthdays today, Joe Jonas is no longer a boy. He is 30. Ben Affleck, as we already found out, has a birthday today. He is pretty young at 47. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace is 51. From the dearly departed list, Rosemary. I love the way they would say that on the open. Rosemary!
Yep.
She died in 2017. She would have had a birthday. Mike Connors died in 2017. He would have had a birthday today. And Napoleon Bonaparte, who was also on the Dick Van Dyke Show, Napoleon would have had a birthday today. He died in 1821 with just one... Never mind. One.
I heard it was from an explosion, and they renamed him Napoleon Bonaparte.
Blown apart, yeah. That's a fourth grade joke.
Uh-huh.
15 days till Labor Day weekend and SEC football the next day. Woo-hoo! Thanksgiving now. Oh, I can smell it cooking. Mom has already put in the turkey. 105 days away. And Christmas Eve, Santa works again in 133 days. That's your timeline.
With your host... Rich Thomas. And now,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
No change in the air mass yet, but the front has gone through. So if you use your imagination, by later on this evening, you will probably feel a little different. It's still going to be very hot with a high in the upper 90s, but the humidity, not quite as awful. With tonight's low down to about 72, mostly sunny. No showers in the forecast today. No showers in the forecast tomorrow and Saturday. Continued hot. Maybe 99 tomorrow and Saturday. But again, the humidity, you know, not so awful. Pretty awful, but not so awful. Sunday, hot and humid, where everything's back to normal. Scattered random hit or miss storms here and there with highs in the mid-90s. Right now this morning, 79 degrees with 89% humidity and a 3-mile-an-hour breeze at 6:38.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
I'm being very opinionated on Facebook this morning about a list. We'll go over it a little bit later.
69.
Yeah. The top 100 songs from 69. Interesting. There seems to be a discovery about how great that year was musically.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Time of the Season by the Zombies as the best song of that year. It's a great song, but I disagree.
It's a great song. I don't know if it's the number one song. I find it hard to classify songs in numbers, you know, like that's better than that one.
Yeah, it's, on the other hand, Sugar Sugar did make their top 20.
Well, mood has a lot to do with song. Like, what kind of mood are you in? Are you in a chill mood? Or are you in a fired up mood?
Billboard did list Sugar Sugar as the number one song of the year that year.
Yes, it was the biggest seller. And we got to see Ron Dante, the guy that was cool. That was the coolest thing about the Happy Together, many cool things. Last year. Let's go car shopping here before we hit our friends at CBSA. What's our topic today?
Kids.
Top 10 things you want your kids to be. Happy, together, and stuff like that.
Cool beans. We can maybe get a sneak preview of Emily's family to come.
Oh,
well, you're married.
Yeah, I am. And I'm enjoying it.
Good. In the category of vehicles under 10,000, you have some awesome choices here. Reliable product brands. Yesterday, we went through and took a look at the pictures on this 2012 Volkswagen Jetta, 8654 at Jack Ingram, with as a 7-year-old vehicle. It's got less than 100,000 miles, and the interior looks like it just rolled out of the factory. You get quality in the body, a good vehicle history, beautiful gleaming exterior, clean and pristine interior, but most importantly, engines that have been vetted. They don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. So you can go as far back as 2007 for a Toyota Avalon, which is a real luxury car from its era, $69.90, and a great performer. And this baby was driven very few miles per year. It was not driven into the ground. And choices from SUVs, sedans, and more. So stop by jackingram.com and start shopping today. Let's get ready for some TV time.
ABC 32.
What's the number one thing you want your kids to be when they grow up?
And if you answered Rich, not Rich Thomas, you're in the minority.
Yeah, a recent survey asked this to 1,500 parents, and the top answers were happy, healthy, and to have a stable family life. And again, Rich didn't even make the top 10.
Okay, let's bring it through to News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Well, I'm glad Ryan didn't make the top 10 either.
That's great that they want their kids, but I'm actually looking for that myself. So where do I find that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What do you got to say about this subject here? Anything?
Well,
I think we're done.
Catch you tomorrow. Same time.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Jay.
I hope
we got a quick time cue as we were trying to wrap it up. Nope, you still have 4 minutes left.
I'm hoping my kids don't grow up to be anything. Because I'm not going to have any.
Okay. That's a shame. You know, this is one of the nicest people.
I was like, let's clarify that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Aww. There should be more of him.
Yeah.
Keep Everybody going. Loves Jay.
And it's just a matter of time with Emily.
He says, boy.
Yeah.
So, when you think ahead.
Before she becomes one of the nicest people that you know?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
she's working on it. She's working on it. Yeah.
Those days, it's an exciting time. All I ever wanted my daughter to be was happy.
Yeah, sure.
I kept encouraging her to keep looking at things so she would have a passion for something, and that turned out to be animals. And when she was about 2 or 3, she says, Dad, I want to be a veterinarian.
A veterinarian.
Yeah. Great, you know, but as she got older, she didn't lose the interest in animals, but she realized, I'm not going to graduate a veterinary school. So now she works at Zoo Miami, which is one of the most well-respected zoos in the entire world, as their graphic designer. So she's around animals all the time, and she captures them for social media, and she designs and builds a lot of projects, you know, for people that come to the zoo.
Yeah.
She's big on conservation. Just had an event called Bowling for Rhinos. So she's got the heart, you know, she cares, and so it's all going on in this job, and I'm very proud of her.
Encouraging your kids is the biggest thing. My mom and dad, when they found out I loved the weather, bought me a weather station.
That's so important.
Dad took me to the Cleveland Weather Office and the Weather Service headquarters in Washington, and I mean, they did everything. You
know? I got the Fisher-Price little handheld tape player that also had the speaker and the microphone that you could record yourself on.
Right.
Did when I was 10, got a reel-to-reel recorder that was my first, because I was already interested in broadcasting. But my dad, he never really pushed me to in a particular direction, but he thought I should have been a lawyer because I have an enormous vocabulary.
I've told this story before that I told my parents I wanted to be an actor, singer, lawyer, doctor, all of that. And so for Halloween, when I said that's what I wanted to be, when we were wearing our Halloween costumes to school, they sent me dressed as all of those. But you know, now that I'm reading this survey, I'm thinking that the underlying thing there is that they wanted me to be rich. So like, pursue all of those
so that
things
you can take care of them when they are older, right?
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
What you're telling me is you're going to have multiple jobs.
I'm here to tell you, because I did achieve that status of wealth, and it does not complete you. It just doesn't. And you know how much of that I have left? Nothing. I had to lose it all to learn what was really important. But having had that experience, I used that to help guide my daughter.
Well.
At her 16th birthday party.
And work with Rich every day?
Yeah.
Somewhat? That's you know, you still kind of got the Rich?
That's a dream come true.
You got Rich.
That's the only one you need?
Oh.
But we
not
had a
wealth. You got Rich, not wealth.
I was able to live, you know, the Robin Leach lifestyle for a number of years, but there was always something missing.
Yeah.
And it was in here that needed the work.
I just wonder if they know who Robin Leach is, because they're young.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Well, I know Ryan, but I'm worried about Andrew and Jalea.
He speaks for all of us on that
one. We are out of time. We're going to have to figure out the answer to that question after I go and do a little Google search. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Don't ever grow up. It sucks. It can. All right. We are at 6:45, and everybody that's called the station so far this morning, or calls during the course of the show for our contest, which are coming up.
What's our number, Jay? What, how many people have we had?
Yeah, we got to be over five.
Yeah. It's Thursday, and we are sitting so far at 29.
I've seen better.
Well, we'll work on that. We'll see what we can do. We'll have a conundrum later for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And a pop quiz following Jay's random facts, so pay close attention when that comes along next hour. At 6:45, back to the traffic dungeon, back with the cheap and trashy.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your traffic as you head into work and school this morning, and it looks like a good time to be out on the roadways. We don't see any big delays on the interstates. The traffic on the boulevard is building up, so be careful around the intersections. The 31s look good. We do see a good bit of traffic headed into the Air Force Base gate, so be careful if you're around Maxwell or the Gunner Annex. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It all starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9. Live music at 9 p.m. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Well, I feel buttery all over. At 6:48, here's Fred. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to register for the Sunday Strasburger signature coffee mug.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Gaylord.
Hey!
Emily doesn't know.
Just thinking about you guys. Enjoy the show always.
We appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
Take care. All right. Gaylord called. That's a big deal. You have no idea who that is, do you?
I don't. I've
heard him once or twice before, yeah.
Funny guy.
Was he the banana hail guy?
Yes.
I've heard the story.
Yeah, he calls up. Hey, we were having some major weather in the air, and he calls up. I've got banana-sized hail falling in my yard.
What was Letterman's line? Hail the size of canned hams?
Lord.
When he did the weather in Indianapolis.
Did he? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I've heard that story. Have you seen him? I don't know if he grew that beard.
I can't take him seriously anymore.
No.
Not with that.
He looks like a madman. Somebody who...
Like Kaczynski.
Yeah. Right. Very right.
Very right. Yeah.
David Letterman, the Unabomber.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
We mentioned that Friends is coming to theaters. But how about Friends in IMAX?
So, no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. It's Friends. Experience Central Perk in IMAX 3D. So realistic, you can smell the smelly cat. So awe-inspiring, it's like you were on a break. So immersive, it's like you ran into Janice in the delivery room.
Oh my
God. And the final conclusion to the question, how you doing? It's Friends in IMAX 3D, coming soon, anywhere but Netflix.
Quack, quack.
That's good.
I never got into the show, but I love The Office. I am just digging that like you wouldn't believe. Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan.
Cesar Millan.
He travels by private aircraft, and this reminded me of you, because I think if you had to fly Bailey, you would never put her in the cargo hold of a plane. He brings his dog, five of them, actually, and his kids bring their dogs when they travel. Each of them has two. So the plane has 10 dogs and four humans. And I guess with the money he's made, he can afford to do it. I know if I had the money, I would fly privately if that was possible. What he likes most, though, is the fact that they get to tinkle all over the world, his dogs. And he says that...
That's kind of my dream in life.
Every time I get off the plane.
The part of this that I did not know, and I don't think he's being facetious here, he says that dogs do love to pee. It's something that feels good, something they enjoy. That's why they spend so much time sniffing for the right spot. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this blade of grass is more inspiring than that blade of grass.
Right.
But it's an interesting process.
Bailey, get your nose out of that.
But they learn so much, you know. We now have a cause for the breakup of the regrettable Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus.
Does this need a breaking news intro? Or
no.
It's not one of those. It's right. Just that, everybody thinks that Miley is the problematic and immature one, but it was Liam that was out partying with friends. And Miley thinks that he should have outgrown that. How about that? You ever think that Miley Cyrus would tell anybody to grow up?
Don't grow up.
I wish, I don't know their situation and stuff like that, but they were just married recently, correct?
Yeah, about 7 months ago.
Yeah. I'm sad. Wish they could have.
Yeah, I know. I know all about that sadness, believe me. Ohio State is trying, and as we turn to the world of sports, is trying to trademark the word the.
Yeah,
Ohio State University.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
They get real big on that, trust me.
So now other universities are giving them a lot of grief for it. A spokesman for Ohio State said, like other institutions, Ohio State works to vigorously protect the university's brand and trademarks. These assets hold significant value, which benefits our students and faculty. Not surprisingly, other schools, it's become a Big Ten rivalry. Michigan jokingly responded to this effort with a new logo where they emphasize their OF, of, University of. It's worth noting that this is a trademark and not a copyright, meaning, if we use the and of, we would not have to pay for the privilege of using those words.
That's good.
And some interesting insight on salaries for TV shows.
Okay.
Now, you know, they've done the redo on Beverly Hills 90210 with the older cast. And
that's weird. I watched some of that.
I saw that too. I did. That's I got
weird.
Sucked in somehow.
They're their own people, their own real characters in real life, and yet they're. It's weird.
Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Gabrielle Carteris, Shannon Doherty. Always thought she was pretty naked. Jason Priestley.
Hope you put a comma before Jason Priestley.
Naked Jason Priestley.
Brian Austin Green and Ian Ziering, they have a very socialistic salary structure on this show. Mm-hmm. Each of them makes $70,000 per episode. They did six episodes of this redo, so they each made $420,000. Jenny and Tori get an additional $15,000 each per episode for co-creating the new show. Oh. And Jason gets an extra $46,000 for producing, directing one episode.
Okay. Well, they both...
By comparison, the original stars of Will and Grace were paid $250,000 per episode for the first season of their revival and got bumps to $350,000 for seasons two and three, but they just wrapped that one up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but I know that Tori needed work, so I'm not surprised that
I am going to post that list. Week. Maybe we'll have time to chat it up a little bit later.
It's almost like a documentary, the way they do it, but yet...
Really?
But yet... There's a story in their acting. I know it's really weird, and they're themselves. They're not the characters they used to be on 90210. You follow me?
What?
They're themselves. Tori is. They call her Tori.
No.
Yeah. It's just really.
She's Donna.
It's really bizarre. It's so strange.
Dad, I don't
let me
like
just
it.
Mention this: if Tori Spelling's dad wasn't Aaron Spelling, who produced a ton of popular TV shows,
she'd be in working at a Burger King.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing wrong with folks that work at Burger King, by the way.
No, we don't want to.
Not that there's anything
that.
Wrong with that.
But sometimes it does pay to be the daughter of a famous TV producer like Aaron Spelling.
Yeah.
Seemed like about half the shows that were out in the 60s were Aaron Spelling.
It was all Spelling,
yeah.
I am happy to announce that we have a renter moving into the house thanks to the hard work and diligence of Eddie Bader and Bo and at the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson. Tremendous effort getting everything together, helping prep the house for the new arrival. And I look back at the, you know, from the day I called to list and what they got done and in the amount of time they had to do it, I'm so impressed. Did they do it because it's me? No. Eddie Bader is one of those 24/7 people because once one situation is addressed, he's on to the next. And he can multitask like few people I've ever seen. He was at Baumhauer's last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie is always busy and he's always got that next place to go to advance any situation he's working. So if you're ready to look for a home to buy or rent, or if you want to put your house on the market, I cannot recommend this man enough. He is so good at what he does. Maximum Effort, Eddie Bader, 322-0662. And he's got a whole bunch of great properties listed. You can go to the Eddie Bader Realtor Facebook page. That's B-A-D-E-R. And take a look at what he's got on the market.
I just saw one that he just posted. So, I mean, dude's working all hours of the day. All hours of the day.
And with all the little details and stuff that I had going on, it was great to know that he was helping me take care of that stuff because I really didn't have time. So when you're ready, it's Eddie.
Oh.
I just made up a new ad slogan.
That should be a t-shirt.
Yeah. You're ready? It's Eddie. 322-0662 with the Goodson Group at 658. Quick check on traffic and then Fox News.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your traffic as you head into work and school this morning, and it looks like a good time to be out on the roadways. We don't see any big delays on the interstates. The traffic on the boulevard is building up, so be careful around the intersections. The 31s look good. We do see a good bit of traffic headed into the Air Force Base gate, so be careful if you're around Maxwell or the Gunner Annex. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It all starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9. Live music at 9 p.m. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job.